Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to call a little audible on this segment. I do want you, Tolos, to send in your upset picks, 844-326-3663. We need your name, your game, and the spread. We need it before 7 o'clock today or during show hours tomorrow. Thankfully, I think a lot of the people who are outliers are figuring out we got to get it in during show hours. Can't send it to Rob. Can't send it at 2 in the morning. You got to send it during show hours.
We had somebody hand deliver their upset pick with a carrier pigeon last week.
Yeah, believe
it
or not.
It didn't count. It's not valid.
No, it doesn't count. We are very specific and strict about how we accept the upset picks. But, Cole, this is really interesting. You know, everything in college football is a competition, right? It doesn't matter what it is, you want to win it. Well, the very first USA Today Sports survey of Power Four conference football GM front office staff is now out there. And now, not everybody has reported on this, so it's probably incomplete data. But the salaries that the GMs of college football are making range drastically, Cole. Clemson, their GM, Jordan Sorrells, is 19th in America at $390,000 a year. Really good paycheck, right? Really good paycheck on a daily and a monthly basis or weekly basis. But it is not even close. Not even close to being at the tippy-top level of college football. And I do wonder, does that affect the kind of person that you can get in that role?
In terms of being able to afford the right guy?
As far as quality, as far as aggressiveness, I don't know. It's really hard to judge what a GM's salary should be and what kind of worth you're getting out of a GM when they're so all over the place.
And the fact that not everybody uses them.
Correct.
You know, it's not like it's across the board. This is what an NFL GM makes. Some programs have them, some don't. You mentioned Jordan Sorrells. I talked to him and interviewed him when we had the open house at Clemson, you know, back before the season started. I think GMs are a vital part of college football, but I also believe, Diesel, that there are some programs that could use their GM to be a little bit more hands-on and maybe earn that money a little bit. Wow. I'm not saying they're not earning it, but I think there needs to be a conversation had about what it is that these GMs actually do.
Well, I don't know if Jordan Sorrells is going halfway across the globe seeking out NIL money and investments into the program. The way that Michael Lombardi, the GM at North Carolina, who is by far the highest paid GM in college football, Michael Lombardi is pulling down $1.5 million to be the GM of the UNC Tar Heels.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, you know, here's my whole point. He's making $1.5 million. How much accountability is there on his part for this dumpster fire that you find yourself in with Bill Belichick knowing nothing about college football.
True.
Looking like an idiot. You know, I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing in the college game. And that guy's making $1.5 million for what? That's my point.
Right. How involved was he in talent evaluation of players? Did he just crap the bed in a major, major way? Or is his job just to raise money? Is he just a fundraiser? At which point, again, $1.5 million. Second place, Mark Pantoni, the GM at Ohio State. He's making $900,000, tied with Marshall Malchow at Oregon.
What was that last name again?
Malchow.
Gotcha.
Malchow. Malchow.
I love that.
How else would you?
No. I like hearing you say it.
Is that right?
I don't know. I just wanted you to say it again.
We should ask Chris. We should call him back. Say, hey, what's your GM's name?
No,
that's the Oregon guy. Alabama, Courtney Morgan making $825,000. Austin Thomas at LSU, $800K. So, you know, the tippy tops are making around that $900,000, $800,000 mark. Clemson well below what other schools are paying. And I wonder if that affects, and I'm not trying to impugn Jordan Sorrells. I wonder if that affects the kind of job that he's doing.
It's interesting, man. I think there is going to be more and more like reporting done about college GMs and what their job entails and the relationships with college football coaches. I think it's vital, but doing it the right way is important, too.
And it begs another question. Who is overpaying their GM and using money that they could be using for something more productive to than paying a guy $1.5 million?
Tolos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.